Yeah, hello everyone. It's Dr. Joanne Dahlketter with Performing Edge Coaching International, and it is November the 24th, Tuesday, 2020. We have our call today, Tuesday, before, since Thursday is Thanksgiving, and just wanted to connect with everyone here. And I thought, and we always usually have our calls every Thursday, second and fourth Thursday of the month, of course. So the next calls would be just as an announcement you could put on your calendar if you like. November, or the next month would be December 10th. And then, December 10th, and then the next one, it would normally be the 24th, but that's Christmas Eve. So again, we'll have it the 22nd. So December 10th and then December 22nd, we'll have a Tuesday that earlier that week, so that everyone can, in case you're doing anything for the holidays. I know it's a strange holiday this year since we have the COVID-19 pandemic, but we all are trying to just do the best we can with, getting together with people and staying safe. So today, I wanted to talk, since it's close to Thanksgiving here, I thought it'd be good to talk about gratitude gratitude training for athletes. It's athlete-specific and performance-specific, and talk about different ways that gratitude improves athletic performance. And then gratitude habits, specifically for athletes. And then talk about what are the benefits to athletes of gratitude that are actually scientifically proven, not just anecdotal, but things that research has showed us that really help. And then gratitude that how gratitude can make you a better athlete, can make your clients better athletes. And four ways of, actually I have more than that, of ways athletes can enhance their ability to practice gratitude. And then we'll talk about how to exercise your gratitude muscles every day. It's kind of like a muscle in your body. Just like working out our muscles, we can also exercise, I think of gratitude as a gratitude muscle we can work out every day. And give you some ideas for that, and if you have ideas too, feel free to chime in and ask questions. And then gratitude habits for not just athletes, but some of you working with, I know, musicians, or maybe also people taking test-taking anxiety, and for business and for all performers. And for instance, I have one student, a college student. Right now is working with who has test-taking anxiety and has to be taking the SAT tests and tests to be able to get into college, a good college of their choice. And they're thinking of it as, wow, this could make or break my career. There's a lot of stress there. But we're talking about how to see the test, how to be grateful for that opportunity to take the test, how it is a chance for him to be able to show what he knows and how to be able to perform really well, and a chance to a door opening to see it that way. But the same with myself. When I had to take my license, my exam to become a licensed psychologist, I had a lot of test-taking anxiety, and I knew I wasn't good at tests as a good student, but I have difficulty taking tests. I couldn't take them as fast as I wanted, and there's always a time constraint on these things. So I, talked about it with my supervisor, and she said, "Dr. Joanne, this is a door opening for you. It's an opportunity. It's just a chance to become a licensed psychologist." And just look at it as a real opportunity here that you get to take this test. Very few people do. And so I got to see it that way. And in doing that, it was just much better I was able to pass the test on the first try, which was amazing for me. So gratitude really helped there, to be grateful, to be able to take those tests. So also in business, you know, that's another area of how people can be grateful if you're working with people in business. So first, we just wanted to start with things that the benefits, or how benefits for becoming, for being an athlete, or benefits of being grateful. And I also wanted to talk about so many things that you can do with this idea of being grateful. So, and how gratefulness can make you a better athlete. So let's talk about that first. You know, we tend to wait until, like, certain occasions like Thanksgiving or birthday to be grateful, or to acknowledge all that we've got or all that we should be thankful for. What we want to do is cultivate an attitude of gratitude, that feeling that being grateful for all that we have. But oftentimes it's short-lived, you know, a few days after our birthday or after Thanksgiving, we're back into our regular ways of thinking and acting. What we want to do is deliberately practice gratitude repeatedly. And so what we want to do is sustain that, what we experience on a daily basis. We want constant encouragement, you know, that we are doing the right thing, doing the best thing for ourselves. And so there's really good reason to be thankful on a regular basis. Actually, a lot of research has been done in this area, and research links gratitude to better physical and mental health, sounder sleep, and, you know, less anxiety and depression, and healthier relationships, higher, longer-term satisfaction with life, and it really helps our behavior toward others. And then specifically what I want to talk about here is our application to sports and athletes, and actually within our own field, sports psychology studies show that grateful young athletes are more satisfied with their teams, and they're less likely to burn out and enjoy better well-being overall. And it's kind of like if you could take a pill called gratitude and stockpile our shells with it, it would be great. But, you know, we don't have a bottle of pills for gratefulness. So what we can do, we can do something just as good, and that is to exercise your gratitude muscles every day. And so just being able to do something to be grateful every day can really improve everything that we do. And you might say, oh, I don't have time for this, and, you know, give lots of excuses. But when you think about, you know, that it doesn't really take hardly any time at all to, say, write down three things that we're grateful for in the morning and evening or throughout the day, then it can gain so many benefits from that. You know, just like when you go to the gym and you finally manage to complete 10 pull-ups or 10 of some exercise that you want to do, and you can say, I did this, I finally accomplished my goal, or I was able to stick with it, do a whole workout without stopping. That can really help you to feel that sense of gratitude. And you might want to share the news with someone else that you did that, or if you had a partner that was helping you to get out of bed in the morning or get to the gym, you know, to thank that person for sending you a message or a reminder to get going with your workout. So that's doing that kind of thing really helps. And so I think, you know, what you can do, I tell people to keep a logbook of their exercises and fitness and what you're doing for a workout. And so by keeping it, you can actually turn that logbook or that journal into a gratefulness logbook so that you are not just tracking what you've done, but you're actually being grateful for completing those exercises or that workout each day, being grateful that your body will allow you to do that without getting injured. Or let's say you're recovering from an injury, you can be grateful for each thing that you're able to do when you're able to do something new and make progress each day. I know I was in a serious bicycle accident about 7-8 years ago where I broke my leg and couldn't, it was on crutches, had to go to the hospital and have surgery, and couldn't do anything, much of anything for 8 weeks. I was on crutches and living alone here without any assistance. And so I was, at first all I could do was just to lay on the ground and do sit-ups, crunches, little stomach crunches, tiny sit-ups, slowly working into being able to do you know, a little bit more exercises, and after 3 weeks finally getting in a pool, but still not able to walk without assistance. And so, you know, I was just grateful, rather than looking at what I couldn't do, I was trying to practice gratefulness for the things that I could do, for just being able to get to a swimming pool. Now I'm grateful that all that happened before this pandemic started, because now with the pandemic, of course, a lot of the pools have closed and you wouldn't even have access to that. But now they've opened. Of course, they were open then, and was able to do those swims where I couldn't really walk, but I could be much more mobile in the pool. So that was a kind of way of practicing a gratitude, an example of that. And so, but when you, let's say you tell someone else that your goal to work out or to do this certain amount of exercise or training each day, and then you get it done, and then you tell them, doing that makes the accomplishment a more social and collaborative experience. And we feel like we're part of a supportive team that's fulfilling and motivates us to keep going and keep doing that rather than just doing it on your own. So, yeah, having a kind of accountability partner in a way, these calls, you know, that I'm doing with you with PECI for our coaching calls is and hopefully can be kind of an accountability partner for you as you send in your assignments to me. And I just want to congratulate you, Annabelle, for turning in all your assignments and now your exam and coming to your certification here. You know, that's a great accomplishment. I'm grateful for you as a student in our program. And, so it's good to, whenever you have a goal, to tell someone else and then help them, have them be kind of a accountability partner and a gratefulness partner with you. You know, other examples of athletes practicing gratitude are, say, the Olympian who internally, you could just do it internally, thanking your competitors for their presence before every race. You know, you're saying that these other competitors are helping me be stronger and helping me race faster. And without, you know, just saying, well, wow, without them, I know I couldn't be challenged to the same extent, and or couldn't achieve that victory or the gold medal or whatever they can achieve. So thanking your competitors, whether you do it, you know, physically talking to them or just thanking them, it's just your mindset from competing against the athlete to competing with them. and being grateful for what they are doing for you there, and saying we are all helping each other to achieve our best. Oh, did someone else just join us too? I'm not sure if I heard a ding or not. Maybe not. If someone else just joined us, just let us know. Announce yourself. Sometimes people are on the call and then go on mute for because they're traveling, and that's fine. So, but I just wanted to talk about those, how that makes gratefulness makes you a better athlete, acknowledging that great opponents are the ones who make sports exciting and enjoyable and worthwhile and challenging. So you want to view your opponents with more positive emotions, and that can have an effect on your athletic performance. I know, for example, the Olympic track star Carl Lewis, who has got, I think, 7 or so gold medals many years ago, he, in his autobiography, wrote that he chose to embrace the presence of his competitors, and as they were required, you know, he feels like they were really required people in his quest for his performance excellence, rather than seeing them as enemies, and rather than seeing them as enemies meant to be conquered, that attitude really helped him to do his best. He won actually 10 Olympic medals. 9 of them were gold. It's just amazing. So just having that attitude shift is key. So, so I wanted to talk then about different ways, a few ways to enhance your ability to practice gratitude. You can list 3 things or 5 things which you're grateful for, like the help of a friend, or something new you learned today, or just looking at the sky outside, or the sunshine if the sun is out, or just breathing fresh air. I know here in California we've had so many fires, and for so long, whole month we had no fresh air to breathe. It was all smoke, and now we do have fresh air, so it's just grateful to be able to breathe clean air. So listing the things you're grateful for. It could be things you've accomplished, but it doesn't have to be. It could be just things that you have, friends in your life, people that you really enjoy being with, or just grateful for your health, for what you can do. That's there's so many ways that you can kind of challenge your gratefulness muscle. And research, I want to give you the real scientific research on this. It demonstrates that people who do this once a week for 2 months, they feel more optimistic and happy, have fewer physical problems, and they spend more time working out, more time exercising. So in the studies that were done. So that's a good thing to list. It could be 3 things or 5 things that you're grateful for each day. Another thing you can do is do one small, thoughtful, or generous thing for a member of your family or a friend, perhaps once a week to start with. So, just writing a note, a thankful note, or leaving a motivational quote beside a friend's gym bag when you're there, writing a short letter to someone who's changed your life for the better, or giving someone a call. It could be a new friend. It could be someone that's been in your life for a long time. And just be specific about what the person did and how it affected you if you write a note or tell them. And really deliver in person to them is even better if you can. If you can't, then sometimes calling and writing is a good way to do that. So one small, thoughtful, or generous thing that you can do or thank someone. Another thing you could do is when you go to your workout outside, or or in a gym. I know a lot of gyms are closed now with the pandemic, but some athletes are starting to work out now. And so just to make sure you say hello and try to remember people's name and say hello to them and leave with a, you know, goodbye, thanks for your help today. And say it like you really mean it. It's, you know, it's stunning how, especially with everyone wearing masks these days, we kind of walk around and don't make eye contact and don't really acknowledge people. And the person, you know, that you see just walking by, just a positive interaction is a really fine way to begin a workout experience or just begin your day. So saying hello and goodbye or thank you is good. I know at my gym, they've reopened now the pool outside, and the staff people just always say, thank you for coming, thank you for being here. And it's just a nice acknowledgement. And I say thank you to them for a good job with all that they do with the health club. I'm grateful that they're open. And then after, another thing you can do after making a successful game or practice or workout, you know, think about who or what might have contributed to this happening. Like if you had a good run with a friend or good work, you know, think about if they really helped you to run faster or be focused, or maybe they just helped to motivate you to run well. So just think about those things and be able to thank that person, you know, someone that could maybe contributed to having a good workout. And so, you know, maybe did a coach or a teammate give you helpful advice before your play that you made? So maybe the weather was really ideal for that morning. So, you know, just being grateful for the weather, taking a moment to personally thank or acknowledge that somebody, someone that, you know, maybe has helped you rather than just taking thinking of yourself, think of who might have helped you with that sometimes, or the person could be there, or, you know, for instance, my parents have passed away a long time ago, but I have pictures of them in my kitchen and around the house, and I'm always thinking of, I'm continually grateful for them, for their encouragement and support for me when I was growing up as a child, and made such a difference in my confidence and support. So those are kind of examples of what you can do. You can thank people that are in your life now or have been in your life in the past and have contributed to you feeling good. So, I've got lots of other ideas here. I first wanted to check in with you and see what thoughts you have or what things have you could you do as a kind of a gratefulness practice. What would you like to be able to incorporate into your own life or into or help your athletes with? Anyone can jump in. Is there Anna L? Are you there? You want anything that helps you?
Yeah. I would say I am often positive, so it will be great maybe if I can add, how do you say that, to say every day thank you for the little thing, maybe appreciate more little thing which look natural, such as just eat food or just breathe, just the little things which are natural, but we are lucky to have that because it means that we are still alive. I'm not sure if everything is clear.
Yeah, to just be grateful for the little things.
Yes.
Yeah, are possible. Exactly. Yeah, that we have good food to eat, and that we can, yeah, just simple things like breathing. I mean, gosh, so many people are in the hospital with, you know, COVID-19, they can't even get a breath. We should, you know, want to be grateful for every breath we take, really, that it is something, it is a gift because it's allowing us to, giving us life and giving us, and quality breathing, giving us a chance to, you know, get good oxygen to the brain and to the muscles and to everything, strength for everything that we do. So, yeah, thanks, Anna L., for that. And, you know, because so many people in the world don't have access to good food and or people in rural areas maybe have to drive 30 miles, 50 miles just to get to a good grocery store with fresh produce. So it's really important to acknowledge the things that we take for granted. You know, just our legs, the fact that we can walk and run and, you know, and be mobile, not be, it's when so many people are in wheelchairs or can't, or disabled, not able to move as much. Yeah, were you going to say something? Yeah, so let me go, so those are some things that how gratitude can make you a better athlete. Some of the studies that have been done, and then suggestions about for ways to enhance your ability to be able to practice gratitude. And then I wanted to also talk about benefits of gratitude that have been scientifically proven, so that we know that this is really working, and we know what types of things you can do to help. You know, there was a study published in the Journal of Applied Sports Psychology that found that gratitude, it increases athletes' self-esteem, which is an essential component to optimal performance. And so self-esteem is critical, and other studies have shown that gratitude reduces social comparisons, and that is such a huge problem these days with social media and people with the pandemic now. People are online even more than ever, too much, you know, looking at social media, and usually on there there's other athletes, or people see their competitors or other athletes talk, but most people only talk about the good things and what they, what's going well in their life. They, you know, we rarely see any thing about problems people are having. It's just not reported as much. So you get this skewed picture, thinking that everyone is doing so much better than me, and it's easy to think that, when in fact that's only part of the story, what they're reporting on social media. So that's you want to reduce social comparisons, and when you have that sense of gratitude for what you do have, you're thinking, okay, here's what I'm grateful for, what I do have, as opposed to you know, not, you know, being upset about how well everybody else is doing. Really can help you to think about your what you are grateful for, and so rather than being resentful toward other people, have more money or better jobs or better performance, a major factor that can reduce your self-esteem. Grateful people are able to appreciate other people's accomplishments and our own. So self-esteem is one good thing. And it actually, gratitude actually improves physical health. So grateful people, studies have shown they experience fewer aches and pains, and report feeling healthier than others. And there was a study published in Personality Journal and Individual Differences, and showed that grateful people are more likely to take good care of their health. You know, if you're grateful for the body that you do have, the life you have, you're going to take care of it. They exercise more often and are more likely to attend regular checkups you know, with a doctor, with a coach, you know, with you as a performing edge coach, and that's likely to contribute to further longevity. So we've got self-esteem and physical health. Mental strength is another area that is improved. With research has shown that gratitude not only reduces stress, but it play a major role in overcoming trauma. So, you know, a lot of athletes have experienced some trauma in the past, either dysfunctional families or being attacked, you know, physically attacked sometimes, or it could be an accident they've been in, all kinds of things. And there was a study shown, published in Behavior Research and Therapy. It found that Vietnam War veterans with high levels of gratitude, they experienced lower rates of post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, and that gratitude is a major contributor to resilience following, you know, the terrorist attacks on September 11th. So, you know, that was a huge traumatic experience for many people who were there in New York on September 11th, but also for us all around the world, and recognizing that all that you have to be grateful for. Maybe it's just being able to walk out or to run out of that situation, even if you might have lost everything. That can foster resilience, that mental strength, mental toughness. So we have self-esteem and physical health and mental strength. Also, things like, of course, psychological health. When you're grateful, then the research shows that it frees you from those toxic emotions, from envy and resentment and frustration or regrets. And there's leading gratitude researchers that have conducted multiple studies between gratitude and well-being, and the research confirms that gratitude effectively increases happiness and reduces depression. And one thing it really helps with is sleep. You know, so that's a really good, important thing to do, is say right before you go to sleep to think of three things you're grateful for and actually say them out loud. It could be something that went well that day. Ask yourself what went well this day. What, you know, who did I reach out to? Who do I have to be thankful for? It could be just random things that come into your mind, or it could be just a simple thing. And try to make them new things, you know, not just to the same things all the time. Same things are important too, but just to have, you know, sometimes it's like the things in the background or foundation, the thing, people that helped us all along the way in our lives are so important to us to, you know, be grateful for those. So that can help you sleep better when you think about those. So writing in a gratitude journal, it improves sleep. That was according to a study published in Applied Psychology, Health and Well-Being. And spending just, I'd say, 5 minutes jotting down a few grateful sentiments before bed, it'll help you sleep better and feel stronger. It's good to avoid the news, I think, listening to the news first thing in the morning or last thing before you go to bed, because it's often very bad news, and then that sticks in our mind. But if you want, it's much better to, I think, be, you know, focus on gratefulness right before you go to sleep at night. Another thing I wanted to emphasize was that gratefulness, this research shows that it enhances empathy, you know, caring for other people, and actually reduces aggression and aggressive thoughts. And so grateful people are likely to behave in a more pro-social manner, and helping people and understanding people, even when others have less, behave less kindly. So studies show that, you know, if you're grateful, you're less not wanting to retaliate against others, even when given this negative feedback, but you're more sensitive and have empathy toward others. And, you know, some athletes want to seek revenge for something. And if you have gratitude, it's less, you're less likely to do that and just want to open the door to better relationships. So it shows that, you know, just saying thank you to people for things, it constitutes, you know, showing an appreciation can really help you win new friends. And according to, there's a study published in Emotion, a journal called Emotion, and it's found that new, you know, thinking of a new acquaintance, let's say, somebody that you just met, that makes you more likely to seek an ongoing relationship with that person or an ongoing friendship. And so you could just thank a stranger for holding the door for you. I know I was at Home Depot, you know, our hardware store here the other night, and I was wanting to buy a lamp and having trouble finding the box for it. And this guy came by and said, "Could I help you?" And I said, "Are you, do you work here?" And he says, "No, but I think maybe I can help." And he helped me locate the box, the item that I wanted. Even though he doesn't work at the store, he just wanted to be helpful. I was just so amazed. And so I said, "Wow, thank you so much for that." And he wasn't seeking anything in return, just wanted to be helpful. And later on, I saw him in the store with his family there, and I thanked him again and said, "Hey, thanks again." And all of a sudden, it was like we were friends. So, you know, doing things that you don't have to do, just simple things like that can really help. It can make them feel good. It can make you feel good as well. So, you know, same thing could happen out on the athletic court if someone is, you see if someone gets injured or something, needs help, you could help them in whatever way you can to sit down or to call for help. It just is something that's so good to do for and important to do there. And we all have the ability and opportunity to cultivate this gratitude. So rather than, you know, we're oftentimes complaining about the things that we think we deserve or what's not going right. And it's good to just take a moment to focus on, ask yourself, let me focus on all that I do have and all that I can do. And developing that attitude of gratitude is one of the simplest ways to improve your satisfaction with life. So those are some scientifically proven benefits of gratitude that I wanted to share with you. So just check in with you and see, do you have any questions or ways that you think that you could improve your gratitude with people or what maybe you'd like to implement some of this with your athletes?
For me, it's okay.
Anyone, yeah, okay, that's good. Anyone wants to make comments? I know that some of people are just are on the call, but on mute is who called in, so you can always email me with your comments, too. I remember last time I promised, Dave was on the call, he requested, I'm working on this, and I'll send it out to you, a checklist for sports parents, you know, different questions you can ask sports parents and what to do with them and helping them. So I'll be sending that out to you just as a another thing to do. And so now I just wanted to check in. One other thing is different habits that gratefulness, that grateful athletes do or what you could do with them. And I think, as I mentioned before, gratitude is like a muscle. It gets stronger if we consistently give it attention and push it beyond its comfort level. So Also, just like a muscle, if we fail to exercise our gratefulness muscle, then our, you know, it atrophies or it gets weak or flabby. So we want to be able to use it every day so it gets stronger. And so I want to give you some habits of thankful athletes. There's mental choices that you can make, incorporate into your daily life to grow and maintain that your gratitude muscles. So one thing that you could do right away, and grateful athletes often do this, the ones that I've worked with that on this gratefulness, you could actually, you know, do a whole series of trainings just with your athletes on gratefulness. I think it's a good thing to have like a gratefulness workshop. A lot of our coaches here have done workshops for athletes, and you could do just one talk about this topic, but you could actually do a whole workshop of maybe 6 or 8 workshops, seminars on this topic, and have them practice a different aspect of gratefulness each time. So one thing you can do, it's just so simple, is take time to soak in the moment. So before a practice or a competition or just a training, you want to stop and take a deep breath and just make it a point to appreciate what you're about to do. Whether it's doing a tennis match or a baseball game. I know Greg in our group is practicing baseball, and June in Texas is working with equestrian with horseback riders, and John in Nebraska is working with swimmers and lots of different sports. And Anna L, let's see, what type of athletes are you working with, Anna L, or what do you want to work with? Which sports?
Tennis and soccer.
Oh, yeah, tennis and soccer. Okay. So that's great. Yeah, if you have soccer players, they're ready to go, to take a moment to appreciate. Well, I'm glad we're out here on the field. We've got a chance to play and be with other athletes. And you can, you know, just take a moment to have athletes think about what it is that they are doing. Some people are, if you're faith-based, you can have them take a moment to pray or thank God or anyone that the higher power, just be grateful for what they are about to do. Others, if you're not faith-based, it's okay to just be grateful for what you for what your body can do there, and just think, oh, wow, who else on earth gets to play this game that we love in front of fans to cheer us on in the process? I mean, how cool is this? You know, just to think about that, how cool it is to be able to do these things, to be out here. And, of course, there's pressure there, but you can be grateful that you have grateful for the pressure, because that can help you perform better, right? So grateful athletes make it a habit to pause and enjoy, if only for a moment, that unique opportunity to get that experience. You know, before a race or something, I try to take a moment to just say, okay, I'm nervous, I'm anxious, but grateful I get to be out here running with all these people. And, you know, now with the pandemic, a lot of athletes aren't able to train or compete as much as before, but you can be grateful for all the experiences that we have had in the past and be grateful for the ones that we'll get in the future to be able to train and compete. And we still have our minds, and we can still experience these things in our mental rehearsal. You can still practice what you want to happen in the future. I know I have one athlete here that's working in soccer with the San Jose Earthquakes is our professional soccer team here. And there's a Earthquakes Academy, which is sort of athletes in training for that. He's working with them, and now they're able to train again a bit. And so he's, you know, focusing on the tech, but just the, being grateful to be able to train again with other people is great. And just taking a moment before, I think before you start the game and after the practice, to be grateful for what happened there, what you were able to do. Another thing that a good habit to help your athletes to form is recognizing people who go unnoticed or who don't get recognized often. So, you know, thanking the maintenance worker who helps cut the grassy field out there, and or thanking the janitor who mops the floor, and thanking the people who help clean the locker room, and just thanking them for all the good work that they do, and writing, you know, the athletic trainer a note for their help, you know, taping them up or providing the massage or whatever it is that they were helping with, helping them rehab or stretching out before the practice. So, you know, thanking the diehard fans that at every game they cheer for you. So just to those people that might go unnoticed that are always there supporting you, is that can help you feel grateful for them and can help acknowledge them, and it just builds good relationships. So recognizing people who go unnoticed is a good habit, as well as soaking in the moment, taking that time. And then I think another good thing to work on is being coachable. You know, rather than just thinking, oh, I know how to do this, you know, teaching athletes to be able to use their ears and listen to advice and instruction from the coaches when it's appropriate, of course, and from their teammates. So you want to recognize maybe you don't have all the answers. And even if they disagree with what they're being told, you could still at least test it out. Maybe this other thing might work as you're being told. So grateful athletes have that appreciation of the other people that are more experienced, and they can sit and desire or have a desire to soak up that knowledge. So being able to be coachable, and no matter what level we're at, just starting out or really good, there's always new things that we can learn. So being able to take that in. I think, you know, it's good to look for silver linings. That's another habit to look at, to cultivate. Look for silver linings, meaning that look for the good things, that it's not, life is not always going to be perfect or rainbows, but there's going to be hardships. We get injuries, we have losses, we have setbacks, poor performances, and team conflict. All those things are maybe happening, but you can always find a silver lining. You know, what's the learning of this? You know, example with the pandemic, one of the silver linings is that there's much less traffic now because people are working from home, and so the air is cleaner in general. So that was a good thing, a silver lining. And in a game, if you get an injury, silver lining could be that you're learning to take better care of your body. So finding out what's the silver lining, what's the learning, what's the good part in this, and being able to, you don't want to pretend that these circumstances don't exist, but you constantly ask yourself, okay, what good can come out of this, or what's already come out of it? What's good? I ask, you know, those questions, I call them positive action questions, instead of asking, why is this always happening to me? Why is this so difficult? Why can't this go away? Those questions. Ask questions that start with what or how. So if you ask questions that start with why, you know, you're bound to get those answer, you know, your left brain will give you lots of criticism and tell you why it's so, things are so bad. But ask questions that start with what or how. Like, what's good about this situation? What's good about this situation? Is always something good, and you can find that silver lining. And then ask, how can I use this to my advantage? How can I use this to my advantage? Be able to move forward with that. There's always some way that you can, like if an athlete passes you in a race, you can say, okay, I can check in behind that person and put a magnet on their back and let them pull me forward. If the pandemic is, this COVID-19 is getting people down, you can say, how can I use this to my advantage? Well, use this time to practice your technique or practice your mental rehearsal, get mentally stronger. And then be able to come back even stronger for other when we do start competing again. So in difficult times, gratitude can be tough to grab onto, but grateful athletes make an effort to step back, look at the bigger picture, cling to any silver lining that we find. So you know, if look at the bigger picture, like now we're finding that a vaccine may be available. It will take time to get it to people, but we can, maybe that will help. And in a year from now or several months from now, we may be able to return to some aspect of the way we lived before. So looking for silver linings, and then say that, you know, you don't have to depend on certain conditions to have joy or to have happiness. So, you know, a lot of us go into a situation, I've got to win this race, or I have to get this certain time, I have to get this certain place in order to be satisfied. But saying to yourself just that you don't need the win or a super personal best to be thankful. Just being grateful for being who you are, for being able to be out here doing this. Understand that lasting joy, it can't be found in a game or it delivers, you know, it's highs and lows that we get, and we can, we try to keep in the midst of all these highs and lows, we can still keep a consistent gratitude. And it would put our hope in, you know, just being grateful for who we are and what we can do. And then one other thing I wanted to mention is that you want to fight, what grateful athletes do is fight against entitlement. So you recognize that everything that we do is a gift, really. It's not something we're entitled to. We don't have to be receiving this all the time, but realize that each thing that we have is a gift, and it's something that we need to, rather than saying, I deserve this, that kind of mentality, which a lot of athletes have, it's you want to be able to change that to saying, I'm grateful for what I do have, for the gifts I have. So those are some things that, some habits that I wanted to tell you about that athletes do. Just check in to see, last thing I wanted to talk about briefly is a few exercises that you could do. You know, things like you could do a gratitude visit. Visit someone who's changed your life for the better through words or actions or both. You know, be able to visit that person in person or by phone or talk with them in some way. So think of it as a gratitude visit, visiting someone that you are grateful for. As I mentioned before, keeping a gratitude journal is really good, making it really personal. Rather than just writing out phrases with a journal, you want to document the people that you're grateful for and the specific things, and focus on people, not just objects or events. So, and then you'll be able to really, that'll help you to jog your memory and discuss them with people that you have shared them with. And think about what your life would have been without that person, you know, how much you've learned from them or how much they did for you, what positive contributions they've made to your life. And so just to, I say every day, once a day is the best way to do this. If that has, you know, trouble doing that, then every other day, make it a regular practice. And so that's another thing you could do, the journal, and then you could do a gratitude jar is another practice. So you could take a jar of, and each time put a little piece of paper, write something down that you're grateful for, and put on there, you know, gratitude jar, so you know what it is, and it's right out in front of you there. And so you want it someplace that's visible where you'll be able to see it every day, and then you have it maybe in the kitchen or someplace that you see all the time. And then anytime that you're near the jar and you feel grateful, thankful, put a small piece of paper in there, or put a small amount of money in there, you know, kind of thing. When the jar fills up, you can donate its contents to help others in some way. So that's another thing that you can do, gratitude jar. It's like a daily reminder that we have so much to be grateful for in our lives and enhance our happiness and our overall well-being. So using our gratefulness, gratitude to show kindness to people or to a charity we're passionate about, it has this ripple effect. So you want to have that gratitude jar, a journal, a gratitude visit. Another thing you can do is just disrupt, you know, when there's a stressful moment, just be able to smile and show that you can be able to smile, say, what is there to smile about? Because when you're smiling, it's hard to, or look at something funny. When you're doing that, it's hard to be stressed out about something. So be able to do a smile, and that's where gratitude comes in. You know, picture your favorite people, the pleasures in your life, your favorite foods. Picture those things, and you feel like there's a transformation that just can come from shifting your mindset to that place of gratitude. Another thing you do is set a gratitude alarm, so just, you know, a timer or something, so that at a certain time during the day, you know, you tell yourself, okay, this is my time to just think of one thing that I'm grateful for during the week. So that repeated action can really help you. If you set an alarm or a timer of some sort, you're setting a reminder to take stock of the past day. If you set your alarm for 8 a.m., you know, recollect all the events that transpired since then. And then another thing just I wanted to mention is balancing your complaints. So if you have a complaint about something, you know, write it down so you're acknowledging that, but just don't leave it unsettled. Then balance the positive to negative and say to yourself, okay, what's good about this situation? Or being able to write something on the other side. If you write a complaint on the left side or negative thought, then on the right-hand side, write a positive affirmation or something that you do that you are grateful for, or a better way of thinking about that, which you do want to happen. So, and it's better if you, for each complaint that you have or each negative thought on the left, write three things that you are grateful for on the right, so you balance it out and you have much more to be grateful for. And then one final thing is just just thanking someone that may not always receive thanks. So who has helped you out with a solve a problem, or did I know I had eye surgery several years ago, and I want to give my doctor a call to thank him for this eye surgery that was life-changing for me. That can help me feel good and can help him feel good for the good work that he did and that kind of thing. Just think about things that have gone well in your life and who has helped you through those. And then be able to, most of us overlook those professionals and, you know, say even coaches, they play critical roles in our lives and be able to thank those people by writing them a letter or talking to them, expressing how important they are to you, and thanking them not only for benefits, it not only benefits the receiver, but it helps you feel better too. And so thanking for those services. And so, yeah, those are things to do for, you know, some practices that you can do to schedule a gratitude visit, a gratitude journal, a gratitude jar, doing a smile, balancing a stressful moment with a smile, using a timer or alarm, and balancing your complaints with something you're good and positive and then thanking people who've helped you. So, and thinking of that, I want to thank all of you in our Performing Edge Coaching program, being part of this program, that I'm grateful for you being part of it. It's an honor to work with all of you too, and just, for your questions and your enthusiasm. And, I know Val is a student in our program too. Thanks, to you and to Anna L. And, for your finishing all your assignments and doing such a great job there, and a certification, and really excited about continuing to help all of you in our program here. So just finish up the call with just asking any questions or what was one thing, a nugget that you could take away with you, something that you learned or something you'd like to practice, or is something that you could use from this call here.
I think I will keep the idea to talk to the injury. I like that because I already do visualization to talk to the body, but I think the way you present to talk to the body and ask to the body about the injury, what does it mean, what do you want to say to me, what can I learn? I think it's a good way to accept. Do you understand? Accept to be agree with the injury and to healing and to heal. So I will use this exercise.
Okay, great. Yeah, thanks. And Al, accepting, talking to your body and your injury and finding out what it's telling you and what to do about that and what you can learn is such a valuable exercise. So, great. So I'll have the recording up for this call shortly, and then we'll have our next call on the December the 10th, that Thursday. And then the one after that will be on December 22nd, the Tuesday, so that we can, since the 24th is Christmas Eve, so December 10th and 22nd, you could put on your calendars if you like. That would be great. And it's just, I'm grateful for all of you to be able to talk with you here and teach and provide training and we can learn from each other. And great stuff. So I look forward to our next call, and I'll send you my notes, too, from this call. So thank you so much, and we'll have...
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And we'll talk to you next time. Have a great week. Have a nice Thanksgiving. And stay safe, stay healthy, and I'll be thinking about you. And we'll talk to you soon. All right, thanks. Okay, have a good day. Bye now.
Bye-bye.